Okay, good morning, gentlemen. We're continuing our study of Mesilat Yesharim, continuing in Perek Aleph. We have been studying the words of the Ramchal, who says that the only way to live a life of Olam Haba in this world, and of course for eternity, is something called mitzvot. Olam Haba is a world of eternity, and the preparation is Olam Hazeh. If a person is preparing to play a very important basketball game, so they need to practice before they get on the court. How does one practice for a basketball game? He goes to play basketball. A person wouldn't practice for a basketball game by going to a football field. That would not be considered a practice for a basketball game. Olam Haba is the destination, a world of pleasure, Gan Eden. And this world is meant to be a preparation for that world. The only way you could prepare for a world of pleasure called Olam Haba is you have to practice to live in this world, a world of pleasure. This is the practice. This is the preparation, the world that we're in. And we learned the last few days a very big chidush. When someone thinks about this world being a world of pleasure, the last thing on his mind is that it's going to come through commandments. Again, not good deeds. I repeat, good deeds means you see something, an opportunity to help someone, to do something good. That's not mitzvot. Mitzvot are commandments. What makes this world Olam Haba, they are people. I meet people all the time, but I met someone a few years ago who, in the course of conversation, I was trying to get him to come learn, to come educate himself. He's a person that's very distant, very, very distant. And as I'm trying to convince him to come learn, so the basic answer, I'll keep it short. He said it in different words, but he already knows everything. There's no need to learn because he finds himself always, even when he learns, he already knew before. So there's no need to learn. You know that type of person? You've met them? So you've met people like that? So that was part one of the conversation. Somehow, the conversation started to go into his life and what's going on in his life. So as we're talking, turns out he can't sleep at night. So he's exhausted during the day too. He has all kinds of fears and anxieties. Very successful man, by the way. He has plenty of issues with his wife. And son. So you walk away from the conversation and you say to yourself, hold on. Here's a guy who knows everything. Yet, he is not living Olam Haba life. How those two things go together is very hard to understand. A human being could live a life where he knows he is suffering. He knows that things aren't right. He knows that things are not comfortable. And yet, they don't necessarily see the solution to the problem. In fact, the solution that someone might mention might seem ridiculous. What does not sleeping at night have to do with learning? That's what the guy's thinking. If I don't sleep at night, it's because I'm nervous about X, Y, Z. If I have an issue with my wife, it's because of A, B, C. If I don't have an issue with my partner in business, it's because of D, E, F. So here's a guy, and this guy, by the way, is not like one guy in a million. It's a lot of people, plenty of people out there that have struggles in this area and that area with their children, with their wife, with their business, with themselves, with their fears, with their anxieties, with their sleep, with their whatever, all kinds of things. Never dawned on them that they might be missing something very important in life. And the reason is very simple. In order to create free choice, Hashem will always create a reason for the problem. The reason why I don't have this is because of that. But comes the Mesilat Yesharim here and says an unbelievable thing. Anybody listening, anyone who has an open ear, the Ramchal is telling you in very simple words that to live a life of Olam Haba, which includes a great marriage, it includes great relationships, it includes waking up with simha, which includes going to sleep at night comfortably, includes going to work and feeling good about what you do, even though there might be all kinds of people and all kinds of issues. Everyone's got people and issues. There's always a reason why a marriage shouldn't be great. There's always a reason why a business should not be comfortable. There's always people that are going to be in your life that are going to make your life a little more challenging. There's always going to be that neighbor that's annoying. There's always going to be that item to worry about. There's always that thing that might keep you up at night. That's part of life. But the Ramchal saying the most beautiful piece of advice. He's telling you that the creator of the world gave a formula for Olam Haba life. The formula is called mitzvot. A person who's committed to mitzvot is a person who will rise above everybody else in this world and live a tremendous life of Olam Haba. A commitment to mitzvot is a commitment to a life of pleasure. Could you imagine that? We think that commitment to mitzvot is commitment to Hashem, which it is. We think it's a commitment to be religious, which it is. But the Ramchal here is not talking about religion now. He's not talking about commitment to Hashem. That's not what he's talking about. It's not the subject matter. The subject matter here is that we're here in this world, lehit aneg, we're here to have pleasure, and it's a preparation for Olam Haba pleasure. That's the subject here. And what's going to get you and I and every single Jew to have a life of Olam Haba? It's called mitzvot. A commitment to mitzvot. A life that's committed to do whatever the Creator commanded in that situation. That commitment to mitzvot will change everything in a person's life. What that mitzvah, what does kashrut have to do with sleeping at night? I don't know. I don't know, and I don't even desire, per se, to understand how every mitzvah is a formula to success, because I know that the Creator of the world knows much better than me how to create a life of Olam Haba. It might be nice to learn the wisdom behind how things affect things, but it doesn't really matter. You see, when you give me a pleasure, for example, when I say I don't desire, let me explain to you what I mean. If someone serves me now this unbelievable dish of food that I never had before, and I'm eating it and I'm loving it, I ordered it from a very fine caterer, very fine restaurant, and I never tasted anything like it. I really don't care what the ingredients are. How many pleasures of food do you have that did you go and study the ingredients? How many times did you say, oh wow, this mash is really good? Tell me, how much rice? How much of this? How much of that? You could care less. When a person enjoys something, they don't even care how it became that. All they could understand, all they need to understand is, this is great. I love it. I enjoy it. When the Creator of the world gave us mitzvot, mitzvot equal a life of Olam Haba, a life of pleasure. It's a whole different understanding than what most people understand. Mitzvot is the code, all the codes of life, to create a life of pleasure. Every single one of them. A commitment to mitzvot is a commitment to a life of tremendous ta'anug. A person must always remind himself of that. You know that issue that you're having? You know that issue? It's because you're not committed to mitzvot. That's the answer. Challenges in life will always be. I don't say a commitment to mitzvot makes life easy, but a commitment to mitzvot makes everything in life a pleasure. You wake up with a pleasure and you sleep with a pleasure. And everything you do has a Olam Haba attached to it. Every single issue in life would be solved with commitment to mitzvot. If something is wrong in your life, you're not committed to mitzvot enough. Bottom line, that's what this Ramchal is saying. Again, you'll give every other reason why. No, that's not the reason. That's part of the free choice Hashem made. This way you don't have to be cornered into keeping mitzvot. So you always have to have an excuse as to why things aren't the way they should be. But be sure, says the Ramchal, be sure that a commitment to mitzvot is a commitment to a life of pleasure. And when there is a lacking in pleasure in this world, it has to do with a lack of commitment to mitzvot. It's one and the same. You see it in many places. I'll give you an example. Hashem says, Ve'ata Yisrael. And now Yisrael is talking to all of us. Ma Adonai Elohecha Shoel Me'imach. What is Hashem asking from you? Now, what he's about to say, not so easy. When you tell someone, what am I asking from you? Sounds like you're asking him a very simple thing to do. But the truth is, as you read what he's going to ask us to do, it's not so easy. What is he asking from you? He's asking you to go in his ways, to follow him, to emulate him, to love him, to serve him. Lishmor et mitzvot Adonai ve'et chukotav. To commit yourself to Hashem's mitzvot, the ones you understand and the ones that maybe you don't understand. That's called the chok. Asher anochi metzavecha hayom, the ones that I'm commanding you. So now, when you read all of that, that's no simple matter. A commitment to all mitzvot, to do everything right. Remember I said, not mitzvot. I want to make sure that you're hearing well what I'm saying. I didn't say a person who does mitzvot lives a life of pleasure. I didn't say that. I said a commitment to all the mitzvot. Because every mitzvah is like an ingredient in creating an olam haba person. So you tell me now I do 55%. Doesn't work. You know the story I once mentioned to you. I thought it's a good time to say it now, even though I've said it before. I had a guy here 20 years ago. Never kept Shabbat in his life, ever. He grew up totally in a family that had no regard for Shabbat. I don't even know if they made Kiddush Friday night. Shabbat for him was Sunday. So I got to know him a little bit. I actually met him on Yom Kippur. Where else are you going to meet a guy like this? I met him on Kippur. I'm talking to him. I told him, why don't you come to... I'd like to learn with you. He says, you know, I'm not that kind of guy. I said, okay. You come to learn. You don't have to be a kind of guy to come and learn. Anyway, back and forth, we started learning. Every once in a while. And then it got a little more, we call it intense. Started learning once a month and once a week. Anyway, I'm learning from Kippur till May. And I know the guy is Mechalel Shabbat. I know he drives on Shabbat. I know everything about him in that respect. But I didn't go there. It was nobody home to talk to about anything. There's not anything. So I didn't mention Shabbat. I didn't mention many things. So bottom line, in May time, April or May, he tells me, listen, he says, what do you think? I think I want to start keeping Shabbat. Here's what I think. Okay? What do you think about keeping Shabbat? I told him, I want to make a very big thing. I said, it's a very beautiful thing. So Shabbat is one of the most important mitzvot. I think it's great. Anyway, that was it. I didn't go there. He was trying to drag me in. I didn't want to go there. Sometimes they want to hear from you things and they want to be upset from you. They want you to say something so that you don't, they don't do it. Now I have a reason not to do it. So I left it. Anyway, May, June, July passes. Comes August sometime. And Mina Shamayim, it's like Hashem set it up. Mina Shamayim, I'm in deal. Usually I have this long walk from Deal Shul all the way to my house in Long Branch. It's a 45-minute walk. I do it a few times at every Shabbat. That Shabbat, for whatever reason, I had to go to a shul in Lawrence Avenue. It's a good 20, 25 minutes off my path. Someone had a Sabbath, I usually don't go because I can't do it every week, but for whatever reason, I felt the person needed me to come, so I went. I get to the corner of Lawrence Avenue and Ocean Avenue, and here, lo and behold, I see my Yom Kippur friend. It's Shabbat. Of course, we say hello to each other. So we just light talk. He tells me, Rabbi, you don't know? The last few months I've been keeping Shabbat. He says, it's very special. Very special. He says, things I never experienced before in my life, I'm experiencing. It's really beautiful. He says, but I wanted to tell you this, I gotta be honest. I said, it's really hard for me sometimes. It's very hard. Some things are nice, but some things are really hard. And he says, and by the way, I don't even keep the Shabbat that you keep. So I never realized it was my Shabbat and his Shabbat. But okay, he says, I don't even do the Shabbat that you do. And it's hard for me. I can't imagine, he says, how you do your Shabbat. So now the guy is like, you know when a guy pushes you a fastball down the middle? You have to swing.
Yeah.
After he said that line, basically he's telling me that I'm suffering in my life. In other words, he's saying, you suffer a lot on Shabbat. I suffer a little. I can't imagine what it's like to suffer like you. Those basically are the words. I don't know if he meant it that way, but that's what he was saying. So I told him, you know, you remind me of a story. And I have to share it with you. It's important. He says, I told him about a woman who went to visit her friend right before Shabbat. She walks into the house and she smells this unbelievable odor. It's like so attractive. You just want to go after it. Something is baking, something awesome in the kitchen. She goes in and she sees this most magnificent cookie that this woman baked. Whole tray of them. It looks out of this world. It smells out of this world. She asks if she could have one. She eats one. Smells, it eats, it tastes out of this world. She says to her friend, I never saw anything like this. I bake, I cook, I never saw anything like this. I never tasted anything like this. I never smelled anything like this. Could you give me the recipe? She tells her, of course, you're my friend. My pleasure. She takes a card. She starts to write down all the ingredients, how much of each item. Whole big thing to make that special item. Fast forward, next Shabbat. Now the other one comes to visit her. She walks into the house and the smell is horrible. Terrible smell. She follows it to the kitchen. She sees the most hideous looking item. Looks like a cookie, but like an Alav HaShalom cookie, like that. And then she takes a bite of it. It's even worse than it looks. and she sees her friend like angry with her. She tells her, "What is this?" She says, "What is this? Do you remember the cookies that I had last week? I remember I asked you for the ingredients. You don't want to give me the ingredients. Say, I don't want to give you the ingredients. You give me the ingredients? And this is what comes out?" She told her, "Can't be. Can't be. Ingredients are ingredients. When you follow ingredients, they come out the same. That's how Hashem made the world. Exactly the same." She said, "Are you sure you follow the ingredients? Did you follow all the ingredients?" Still, I'll tell you even better. "I only followed 50% of the ingredients. And this is what came out. Could you imagine if I followed all the ingredients, what would happen?" On Ocean Avenue on Lawrence.
Right there.
On the corner. I said, "What are you talking about?" I said, "What are you saying?" I said, "The creator of the world says, this is the ingredients of Shabbat." I said, "The more you follow the ingredients, the harder it gets." I said, "The reason why it's still hard for you, some parts, is because you're not doing it. There's a formula. Not only to Shabbat, but to life itself. The formula of pleasure is mitzvot. And a commitment to the mitzvot in their entirety is a commitment to a life of pleasure in its entirety. And while you could say and think and connect why this is this way and why, you can make all kinds of connections. At the end of the day, that's the recipe of life. Hashem says, "What am I asking from you? I'm just asking you to do the mitzvot." "You're just asking me to do mitzvot? 613 mitzvot? Each one with many details? That's so easy?" That's the question that Hazal ask. Is asking something easy? It's big. That's not called, "What am I asking from you?" You're asking every minute of my life to be ready for a commandment. That's called simple. How do you say, "Ma Hashem Shoel"? What does Hashem want from you? You're asking a Jew's life, an authentic Jew's life, from morning till night, is always commandments. I wake up, Modei Ani Lefanecha, wash my hands, Netilat Yadayim, Asher Yatzar, Birkot HaShachar, Birkot HaTorah. Oh, you have a minute? Learn. Tefillah. What are you eating? Hold on. Oh, kashrut. Make sure it's kosher. Oh, what beracha is that? You see somebody? Oh, I gotta first open up with a smile to the guy. Extend your hellos first. Parents, oh, respect. Oh, Tamir Hacham walks by. I gotta stand up. An older person walks by. I gotta stand up. Oh, I'm driving in the car to work. Oh, let's put on a shiur. A Jew's life, every minute is a command. There's no like, you know, Judaism is not in shul. There are unfortunately many people who leave Judaism in shul and for Friday night kiddush. They take out the kippah for Friday night. They have the kippah next to the kiddush cup. That's what it is. Oh. Now we're doing a religious item. Let's bring out the cup. Oh, here's the kippah. And they say kiddush and put the kippah back with the kiddush cup. They're not bad people. They're just ignorant. They think that mitzvot or religion is in shul or it's in, you know, certain important functions like kiddush. Oh, of course, by a wedding, it's a very holy place. Holiness is by a wedding. Holiness is by a brit milah. Authentic Jews are living with mitzvot every moment. There's no moment without a commandment. You're commanded to rest when you're tired. Good, it's also a mitzvah. You go to sleep, it's also a commandment. You gotta rest. You're eating something, it's also a mitzvah. You go to work, it's also a mitzvah. What are you going to work for? Support your family, mitzvah. So that's what you say? Ma Hashem Elohecha Shero. What am I asking from you already? You're asking me to basically give every moment of my life to a commandment. That's called, what am I asking from you? See, there are all different answers to this question. But I'd like to suggest an answer. Because the end of that statement is two words. Two words. It's for you, right? Two words that end this whole discussion. Letov lach. What am I giving you already? I'm giving you pleasure. You think I'm asking you to do these things? You think I'm asking it for me? So yeah, I'm asking a lot of you. But what am I asking you for? I want to give you a lot. Letov lach, every one of these things is for you. Shabbat, a beautiful, perfect Shabbat, is olam haba. Any shomer Shabbat that keeps Shabbat properly, with all the do's and don'ts of Shabbat. It's olam haba. And that's just one mitzvah. Hashem says, what am I asking from you already? I'm asking you to enjoy yourself. What am I asking from you? Letov lach. This theme is throughout the Torah. What Jack said before. Re'e anochi noten lifnechem ayom beracha uklala. Hashem says, you see what I gave you today? You may look at it like, wow, so many things I have to do. So many commandments. Oh, mitzvot, I can't. How many things do I have to think about? How many things do I have to worry about? How many things do I have to plan for? Says, Moshe Rabbeinu, Re'e, Anochi noten lifnechem ayom. You see obligations. You see mitzvot. You see restrictions. You know what I'm giving you? Beracha uklala. You're not seeing right. You're seeing a life of blessing. That's what's on the mitzvot side. And you see kelala, a life that's cursed. I'm not cursing you. God's not cursing you. When you're void of mitzvot, it's a life that's cursed. You have two plates in front of you. You might see on the plates mitzvot and freedom. That's what you see. Says Moshe, let me tell you what's on the plate. Beracha uklala. Mitzvot is not restrictions. It's beracha. It's a life of olam haba. And freedom from mitzvot is a life of kelala. It's light and it's cursed. Unbelievable. I didn't eat this up. He says it. Eta beracha. He says, what? I see the plate has beracha. Where do you see beracha on that plate? I can't identify it. I don't see the beracha. Says Moshe Rabbeinu. Eta beracha. Asher tishme'u el mitzvot. Hashem elokechem. Oh, you see the plate of beracha? You see that? Excuse me. The plate of mitzvot? You see that plate? That's a beracha plate. I can't tell you it's beracha. Because then there's no free choice. The beracha is under. It's the face of it is commandments, restrictions. It's what I got to do. Pressure. That's the face of it. But inside of it, it's all beracha. They are kelala. The curse. I don't see any curse. What do you mean? I see freedom. What curse? I see a guy who could do whatever he wants. He can eat whatever he wants. He can say whatever he wants. He can go wherever he wants. He could dress to him. What? What? What curse? I see freedom. The other plate, I see gorgeous. What are you talking about? He says, "Va'kela." Oh, you don't see it? Im lo tishme'u el mitzvot Hashem elokechem. When you don't listen to the mitzvot, when you're not committed to the mitzvot, then that's a klala plate. You're not going to see it on top, and there's no free choice. But it's right there. It's the ingredients for klala. Mitzvot are the ingredients for bracha. And many more pesukim in the Torah that keep reiterating to us that mitzvot equals a commitment to a life of pleasure. Could you imagine what would be if you would sell people? I'm about to sell you a commitment to a life of pleasure. Pleasure from all angles. From Sunday to Shabbat. Beginning to end. A life that has challenges, because that's what life is, but a life of pleasure. That's what I'm selling you. Who would say no to that? Unfortunately, when people who don't understand mitzvot are given mitzvot, they sometimes say, what do I need this for? I want a happy life. Could you imagine? It's like giving a guy a honey candy. He says, no, but I want something sweet. What? I'm giving you a honey candy. No, but I want something sweet. What are you saying? I'm giving you a honey candy. There's nothing sweeter than that. This is what Hashem has to remind us. Letov lach. What am I asking for you? Hashem, what am I asking from you? I'm asking you to enjoy your life. What was that? Is that a very big ask? I'm asking you to enjoy every moment of your life. What am I asking from you? Letov lach. Mitzvot says the Ramchal. Beautiful. What a tremendous thought, an idea. You know how to translate this world into a life of pleasure? A full commitment to mitzvot. Hashem, what do you want from me now? What's the mitzvah now? What do I got to do now? And you just keep doing it. In your house, in the street, in your business, in shul, everywhere you go, everything you do. A mitzvah person is a olam haba person. There is no other formula to live a world of pleasure than a world of mitzvot. Have a beautiful day.